Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who is today completely mystified by the strange attack that seized Jimmy Olsen and Tony Sloan at the lair of the dragon. We'll take you to the scene in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough with an important V-Day reminder for you.
Say, gang, I guess you're just about as excited as I am today at the good news. It is swell, isn't it? Yes, this is a day that we've all been waiting for and working for. And what a day it'll be when the war in the Pacific is over, too. And you know, you fellas and girls can help make that day come sooner. Sure. Keep right on buying war stamps. Lots of them. Keep on collecting every bit of waste paper. Save scrap metal. Keep on doing the splendid work you have been doing right along. Remind your friends and your neighbors that they must continue to save every bit of used fat and turn it in. And you girls can help Mother with the mending, too. It's important to make things over and make them last as long as possible. In fact, there are countless ways in which you can help. And believe me, those boys in Europe really appreciate all that you fellows and girls have done, and the boys in the Pacific are counting on you to go on doing the same thing for them, too. So, gang, the harder we all work, the sooner all our boys will get back home, and then we can really celebrate.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Unaware that Jimmy Olsen had been trapped by the dragon, a mysterious Japanese whom Clark Kent believed was responsible for the disappearance of Tony Sloan, a Daily Planet war correspondent, Kent permitted himself to be captured by a henchman of the dragon. Taken to a house in San Francisco, Kent found Jimmy and Tony in the custody of the hooded Jap, who told the Three Planet reporters that they were about to die in the same strange way in which the Nips planned to eliminate our armed forces. Left in a locked room with Kent, Tony and Jimmy suddenly declared that the flowers in the wallpaper were leaping out at them. And a moment later, they lost consciousness. As we continue now, Kent, puzzled and alarmed, has resumed his true identity of Superman. Listen.
Can't understand it. Something strange in this room, and I don't know what it is. I've got to get Jim and Tony out of here in a hurry. Up with them. There we are. Now, out through that boarded window. Away! Pulses are very low. They're gasping for breath. Down to that park. Down! There we are. Now to get these wire bonds off them. And then some quick artificial respiration. See now. Out goes the bad air. In comes the good. Out.
Snapping the wires from the arms of Jimmy and Tony, the Man of Steel kneels over them, working their arms and forcing air into their gasping lungs. After several anxious minutes...
How? Where? Oh, what?
Jim's coming around. Tony's still out, though.
What happened?
You're all right, Jim. I fancy to bring Tony, too. Oh, wait a minute there. Now he's coming around. Another moment or so, and he ought to be okay.
The flowers. Yes. Jim.
Everything's all right, Tony.
I... Leaping Lizard. Superman.
That's right, Jim. Feel all right now?
I... Sure. Mr. Kent, Tony, look, it's Superman.
Superman? Are you really Superman?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Kent, where's Mr. Kent?
Kent's all right.
But where is he? He was in that room with us.
I know.
That's right. But where is Kent?
He's all right, I tell you. Now look, you fellas stay here and rest. I'm going back to that house for the dragon. Up and away! There we are. There's the house. I don't see the dragon, though. Well, I'll just go down there. Great Scott. The whole house blew up. There's not a stick of it left.
Shocked by what he has just witnessed, Superman hovers above the great gaping hole in the earth where, but a moment before, the dragon's house had stood. Then, after a quick search of the neighborhood, he drops to earth. A few minutes later, once more in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, he enters the glade in the park where Jimmy Olsen and Tony Sloan have just risen unsteadily to their feet.
Yeah, I wonder what that explosion was.
Well, it sounded like a bomb or something.
It wasn't a bomb, Jim.
Well, then what? Mr. Kent.
He can't. What happened to you?
Well, I was just... Superman said you were okay, but when you didn't show up, we got worried.
Yeah, we were just going to look for you.
Well, I went to look for the dragon, but I was too late.
Too late?
Uh-huh. Afraid he got away. I reached his house just as it blew up. That was the explosion you heard.
Wow.
I don't know how it happened. There's nothing left there now except a huge hole in the ground.
Holy mackerel. Do you think the dragon was blown up?
No, Jim. I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
Well, what makes you say that, Kent? If the whole house was blown up...
I was right above... right outside the house just before the explosion, and I'm reasonably certain the dragon wasn't in it.
But you couldn't see in the house, Mr. Kent. Maybe he was...
Just the same, I'm almost positive he got away, Jim. Superman scoured the neighborhood, but couldn't find a trace of him or his gang. The police are searching now. Wish I knew what caused that terrific explosion.
Oh, maybe the dragon had dynamite planted in the basement. So when he makes a getaway, he can wash out all evidence.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but enough dynamite to blow the whole house and foundation out of the ground to not leave a single brick or stone standing would have to be planted in more than one place. And that would have caused more than one explosion.
Yeah, that's right, Clark. I only heard one, though.
Yeah, so did I.
There was only one. I can't figure it out. And another thing that bothers me are those strange symptoms you fellows had before you lost consciousness, thinking the flowers and the wallpaper were jumping out at you and not being able to breathe. I don't understand that either.
Great Jupiter, I forgot about that.
What?
Why, of course.
Huh?
Of course what, Tony?
What happened to us in that room and the house blowing up so mysteriously? That was all done by the dragon's secret weapon.
His what?
His secret weapon. The one I was tracing all over the South Pacific until I was wounded.
Oh.
Hey, look, Kent. Don't you remember what the dragon said? That Japan would destroy our troops in the same way that he was knocking us off?
Well, yes, but what's
that? See? That's how he plans to do it. With the secret weapon he used on us today. Unless we find out what that weapon is and learn how to deal with it, well, it'll cause a lot of grief and maybe cost a lot of lives.
Jeepers. But,
oh, just a minute, Jim. Look, Tony, I think you better tell us all you know and quick.
Okay. Come over to that bench. Huh? My bum leg won't hold me up anymore.
Oh, here, wait a minute. Let me help you.
There you are. Thanks. Hey, if only I hadn't been wounded and nothing had happened to Sing Song, I might have had all the answers by now.
What answers? And what Sing Song?
I'll tell you in a minute. Here. All right, better on this bench. I can talk now.
Well, start talking, Tony. What about the secret weapon? How'd you disappear from that hospital ship? And what about those air squadron buttons?
Easy, Jim, easy. Let him catch his breath.
Oh, I'm all right now. You say the police are after the dragon, Kent?
Yeah. Let's hope they have better luck finding him than I did.
Oh, they've got to find him. Oh, but I got to tell you about this so you can help me. I guess I'd better start from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Well, it began when General MacArthur decided we were ready to take back the Philippines. The big bombers started what they called their milk runs then to soften up Luzon. And I went along on a couple of the flights as correspondent. On my second flight, we caught a lot of flak and one of our motors went out.
Uh-huh.
We were limping back home as best we could when about a dozen Jap Zeros jumped us.
Jeepers.
Yeah, our gunners knocked down four of them and the others turned to run. All but one devil who decided to win his way into Jap heaven by coming at us head on.
Wow.
Yeah, he managed to shear off a wing and, well, some of us were lucky enough to be able to bail out. I was one of them.
Golly. Oh, what happened then, Tony?
We landed in the sea. When the other Japs saw what had happened, they came back to strafe us.
Dirty rats.
Mm-hmm. Just like them.
Yeah, you said it. I didn't inflate my life raft until they were gone, so they missed me.
Good.
Then I set up the raft, climbed in, and was so exhausted, I fell asleep. When I woke up, I was just off the tiniest island you ever saw.
What do you mean?
Well, it was about the size of a small backyard and had just one stunted tree on it.
What?
And sitting by the tree with his head bowed was a native.
Oh, just him alone on that little island?
That's right, Jim. I called to him, but he wouldn't look up. So I paddled ashore and called to him again, but still he wouldn't look up. First, I thought he was dead, but when I walked over to examine him, his eyes opened and he looked up at me. He was a fine-looking native, about 25. But in all my life, I've never seen such suffering etched in a man's face. I've seen lots of war.
Golly.
Who was he, Tony?
He was the only man in the world, except for Hirohito's war cabinet, who knew of the existence of the dragon's secret weapon. The weapon with which the Japs like to think they'll win the war.
Scott.
Well, how did he know?
He was the only man in the world, other than the Japs, who had witnessed a demonstration of the dragon's amazing weapon and lived to tell about it.
Jeepers.
Well, what is it, Tony?
Well, I'm coming to it, Clark. Naturally, I asked him who he was and what he was doing all alone on this tiny island,
that didn't even have a hut on it. He had a long native name I couldn't pronounce, but it sounded something like sing-song, so I called him that.
First thing he told me, I didn't want to believe. But later, when I looked at my maps, I found he was telling the truth. He started his strange story with...
2 days ago, this was large island. Trees, flowers, much fruit and vegetable grow. Much fish in sea. All so pretty. 3,000 people live here. All so happy people.
3,000 people? Are you kidding, Sing Song?
What you say, Tony Snone?
I say, you don't expect me to believe that, do you?
You must believe. I tell truth.
Oh, yeah? Well, this was a large island with 3,000 people on it. What happened to the land and to the people?
I tell. 2 days ago, warship come here. Small yellow-skinned men come off boat with guns. Leader say, we Japanese own whole world pretty soon. Where head man?
Jap, huh?
Yes. Head man, my father.
Mm-hmm.
He say, what you do here with guns? Jap leader say, we come do you great honor. We make experiments here with great new weapon. If work, all of you die for emperor, go to honorable Japanese heaven. Then we kill all Yankee dogs and own whole world.
Why, that dirty... What do you mean?
My father, he asked that. He say, we happy people here, we not wish to die for your emperor. Then Jap leader say, insolent dog, shoot him. Then they shoot my father. Many of us try to stop them. They laugh and kill, shoot some, hit some on head with guns. Many people run away and hide. We peaceful people. We no have guns. We no fight back.
Yeah. Well, what happened then?
Jap leader and 6 others climb an old dead volcano. Jap leader throw many little pieces colored paper in air. He hollered, blessing on my noble cousin, son of heaven. Pretty soon, they come down again. Jap leader said to me and brothers, in 1 hour, everyone on this island die for noble emperor. Then they all go back to warship, sail away.
Dirty Jap rat.
Yeah. You've heard nothing yet. Get this.
We're listening.
You bet we are. Go ahead, Tony.
1 hour later, the entire island and everyone on it was wiped out.
What?
The Jap ship bombed them?
No, there wasn't a single shell fired at them, Kent.
Oh. Then planes came over and bombed them.
No, not a single plane came over either.
Then how...
Wait a minute. I've got it. It's that volcano.
The volcano didn't erupt either, if that's what you were going to take, Kent.
That's what I thought.
It had been inactive for centuries.
Oh.
But 1 hour after the Japs left, everyone on the island began to see the trees and flowers leaping out of the ground at them.
What?
Yeah, just like Jimmy and I did in the Dragon's Place. And almost immediately after that, everyone except Sing Song was dead.
Incredulously, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen stare at Tony Sloane, not knowing whether to believe or disbelieve his shocking story. Don't fail to listen in tomorrow when Tony retells the rest of his amazing experience, which includes more dramatic surprises. So tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.